Have you ever received anything accidentally in the mail and not know who it came from, why it was delivered to you? You know, sometimes you'll get like a piece of envelope or a piece of mail or a package or something for someone down the street or, you know, someone.
That's happened a lot.
Yeah, or someone who maybe used to live at your place and you're like, all right, you know, they don't live at this address anymore.
That happened to us a lot in the first couple of years.
Yeah, no big deal. You know, just going to give it back to the postal worker and, you know, send it on its merry way. Well, over the weekend, I was sent a pretty expensive pre-lit Christmas tree. Like it legit.
You were sent a Christmas tree?
It legit just showed up in my driveway.
Oh, wow.
It was my address, my name.
Your name?
No note. No nothing.
And you don't know where it came from?
No clue. So I take a picture of it. I text my wife. I'm like, hey, what do you know about this?
Did you order a tree? Because we're not fake tree people.
Right. And so then I'm like, but before she even texts back, I'm like, no, wait. It was sent literally to me, like my name. And you know,
she wouldn't know anything about it.
Right. So she didn't. She had no idea. So
unless she ordered it for you as a gift and said, you know what, honey, we're done with real trees. We're crossing over to fake trees. Woo! No?
Well, that could have been the case, but she confirmed my suspicions, and no, she didn't know anything about it. None of my daughters ordered a pre-lit Christmas tree. I mean, it's a pretty cool-looking tree and everything, and obviously I was thinking, okay, well, this has got to be a mistake because
it has to be because those aren't cheap.
Right. They're not cheap. So no one's going to mistakenly send it to me. And it would be awfully random to just receive something like this. So I ask, you know, some family. I'm like, hey, you didn't happen to and got no's all around. And I even asked a couple friends that I was like, maybe could possibly like, hey, what do you know about a Christmas tree that showed up at my place? They're like, no, nothing about it.
That's crazy and bizarre. What are you gonna do?
So right now, it's still in the box. I've done nothing with it right now. I don't know what to do with it right now, and it just showed up. And I'm thinking, okay, well, what was it from the mafia? Did drug dealers try to smuggle using a Christmas tree as their cover? Was it a form of Amish friendship bread where I'll have to like give it to someone else or I'll get bad luck?
That is much. I feel like you put it up in the living room right now. I think that's what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
put it in the living room right now.
Like I said, it's a nice Christmas tree. So I don't want to just, you know, do nothing with it because it's nice. It probably costs a couple $100, you know. I mean, so I don't know.
I need at least a picture. You need to put it up so we can at least have a picture of this tree.
I tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. On Twitter. I guess I could also post it on the story on Ben and Kelly Show as well.
Yeah.
So okay. I'll do that. But yeah,
it's a rainbow tree.
Well, it's a pre-lit tree. So you can have it be whatever color you want.
Okay, so you have options.
Yeah, exactly.
7-foot regal tree.
Right, exactly. Like I said, it's no slouch of a tree. It's a pretty nice tree that it was obviously sent to me, but like I have no clue.
Wow.
We're getting people texting in going, it was me. I sent it to you. All right. Well, hey, thank you. A bunch of listeners must have pooled their money together and just sent it on over here. That's great.
Favor Brad says, listen, I think the studio just got a tree.
I mean, maybe we could erect it here at the radio station. That might be kind of a fun little thing to do. But I was wondering, this is out of nowhere. So what's the craziest thing that was accidentally mailed to you, all right? 502-795-1997. Maggie texts in and says, so my mom and I got a package in the mail that was addressed to us. It didn't have a name on it or a return address. It didn't even have our name on it. And what was in what the package was a pair of men's red boxers and women's and had women's face with hearts on it.
OMG. Oh, oopsies. Oh, Angie says, check with the Haas and Peppers. Oh, maybe that's their little version of a phone tap. It's a mail tap.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, so yeah, let us know the crazy thing that maybe got sent to you by accident. All right, 502-795-1997. Like I said, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to give this tree away if I don't have to, because this is it's a nice tree and
really?
But I'm like, I don't know why I got it. So anyways, 502-795-1997 if you want. So I was sent a mystery Christmas tree. Just arrived at my house. Name was on it, right address. No clue as to where it came from or how.
That's crazy.
Which, by the way, Swifty Kim sent us a text and was like, didn't y'all recently do a segment on drunk ordering? Did you maybe order a tree and forget about it while you're drunk?
Highly possible.
I don't think so. Another person was like, hey, are you sure you didn't pay for the tree? Because someone moron hacked my Amazon account and bought a label printer, which showed up at my house. I should probably check that out.
Oh, you that's, should.
That's
100%.
True.
That is a very good point.
Yeah.
Amy says, no accident, but an old neighbor mailed us a turducken. I didn't know these existed till I opened up the package, saw a turkey butt stuffed with a duck and a chicken staring right back at me in the face.
Brian said, a couple months ago, I received a giant inflatable Christmas character for the front yard. It was addressed to my name and address. At first, I thought it was somebody playing a joke, but then I realized I had ordered a bottle of Goo Gone from Walmart, and they just sent me the wrong thing.
Oh, that's different. That is different.
Maybe that's what I did. Maybe I was ordering something else, like my pumpkin spice butt wipes that I had ordered
maybe.
On Amazon. Maybe they just sent me the wrong thing.
Maybe you need to go check at your recent purchases and just see what you didn't receive, maybe, and that might give you some clues.
Catherine said, I had 3 handguns sent to my business address, not mine.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, what do you do with those? Like, holy cow.
You can mail those?
Yes.
Okay.
So?
All right. I thought you'd have to get that in person and do all the background checks and all the things. That's crazy.
Yeah. Got a message from Dina. Said a box that said human remains showed up at my door. I immediately had the post office pick that one back up. Don't need that bad juju.
Oh, no, that is not something you need to open up to investigate at all.
Human remains. Nope. It's Ribless Chrissy's missing rib. It's been, we have a listener named that we've dubbed Ribless Chrissy because she legit had one of her ribs removed and then showed it to us later.
Yep, in a jar. Yep. It's fantastic. Got another text. This is a little different, but I did, because I did order it, but I ordered a sample pack of soap for my husband, about $18. They accidentally sent 5 full boxes, around 200 bars of each scent.
Wow.
Oh, I hope you liked it.
Wow. Jim messaged us and said, years ago, I was accidentally sent 3 cases of Elvis bobblehead dolls.
Oh, wow.
No clue who they were meant for, but I wound up selling them all on eBay, so I made money off the deal.
Oh, nice.
Right, well, Jim, that's a little dishonest, but okay. I mean, well, sucks to suck. I'm guessing I'm going to make some money off this.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, we received 10 bottles of Creed cologne. $395 per bottle. We called the shipping company. They said, keep it.
Wait, like the band Creed?
She sent a picture. Is it Creed Adventus? I don't know if that's the band's logo or if this when is something different. Oh, my God.
I mean, if it was.
If it was.
The magical rock band from the 90s, Creed.
Can you bottle their smell? Apparently
that bottled Scott Stapp's sweat in a bottle? Put that magic up and sell it?
Yeah. And you take your.
Oh, my gosh. She said one of the bottles cost $1,260.
It can't be Creed the band.
It can't be.
No way.
I feel like they wouldn't have that price
because
of a cologne.
How is Creed going to have a cologne and Nickelback not?
I'm looking it up. Does Creed the band have a cologne?
Right. And if so, how can I get my hands on a bottle? Because I want to smell like Nickelback.
Okay, I don't think they're connected to the band.
That is so crazy.
But it's a perfume. Creed Fragrances, a perfume house based in Paris. So I don't think they're connected. But if I were Creed the band, I'd be like, absolutely, that's us.
Yeah. Christy says, yeah, I'm going to need a bottle of that for my husband.
But that price, it must smell good.
Oh,
and
my
she
gosh.
Says, apparently, it does smell good. And they're still working their way through all the bottles. I think they're going to have a signature scent for a very long time.
Well, Creed does have a signature scent.
They do. Yes, they do. You know what? Every time you open that bottle, it needs to play that song.
It needs to play a Can You Take Me Higher?
Oh, magical. Oh, someone
shoot.
Needs to do that.
That's
for
good.
Reals.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. Those are some good ones there. And I guess I'll fill you in and let you know if I ever find out who sent it. But
now, this is the tree saga. You have to know, A, where it ends up being erected, and B, if you ever find out the origin story.
Well, my daughter was all like, well, you could always put it up in my room.
Absolutely.
She's already calling dibs on it,
well,
so who knows?
Do the girls need one at the dorm? Maybe it's the dorm tree.
I don't know.